This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Kyle, I know what I'm going to go do today.
What are you doing?
I'm going to go 3D print. Got the 3D printer, dog, for my son.
It's really for you, if we're being honest.
I think I'm going to go get one.
I knew it.
I think I'm going to get one. I need a hobby now since we don't have football.
We got some Sundays free coming up.
You 3D print as a new coordinator?
Ooh.
I'm looking for one. I'm on these 3D print websites. Boy, it's about to go down. I'm about to start, like, I asked our IT guy, Austin, to figure out. I need a multicolored 3D printer, though. Because I need to print some multicolored stuff. I've been, like, since I've gotten it, and my son, me and him have been printing, like, scorpions and... Mm. So I'm going to go do that. That might make me feel better today. I'm going to go get some therapy. I need some therapy.
I think that we all do. I mean, for some of us, it's WIP. For some of us, it's printing scorpions. I mean, I think Kyle's idea is a good
dragons
one.
And
print us a new offensive coordinator. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we've touched on this, and I brought it up in the first segment. I thought the last four plays by Jalen Hurts were terrible. I mean, I thought he gave them no chance in those four plays. He ran up the middle, minus 1 yard, bailed the pocket, throws the ball away. Second and, you know, then it's 3rd and 11, overthrows Devontae Smith. He hits him on the numbers. It is a first and goal. And then the fourth down was a combination of not a great play call, and I thought he was late if he had any shot to get it to Goddard. So it was really, Jalen put them in the 4th and 11, and then the exclamation point was whatever the hell that call was by Petullo and Sirianni. But how much blame does he deserve for yesterday? I think he deserves some. I mean, he got outplayed by Brock Purdy here when Brock Purdy's got nobody and he's got a team around him that you should be able to move the football. So I'm not happy with Hurts. It's a lot like his season. I just thought it was exceedingly mediocre. This was interesting last night after the game. LeSean McCoy, and we know he still has relationships with people within the Eagles. Here's what he said about this offense and why it looked the way it looked.
Jalen Hurts. To be honest, man, like...
Oh.
Jalen Hurts, I need you to be special. Make plays. You know, and then, like, I did a lot of digging, man. And I won't throw them under the bus here, but I know some people, right? And the problem is we can't do different exotic looks, different formations, different motions, because I'm hearing that he can't really do it.
Mm. Why everybody go all quiet?
I'm just wondering, I want your take. What's your take?
Where everybody all quiet? I talked to Shady this morning. Mm-hmm. I texted him, and he's like, hey, man, it is what it is. He you know, because we see, the reality of it is this. It has been said. But I don't know enough people in the locker room to accurately make that assessment. I don't know. But I have heard that. And that's what I alluded to a few months ago. And D-Gun alluded to. So all y'all folks that are mad, I mean, you can't get mad about something that's being said. And now this is where the chickens are coming home to roost. This is what's been said before. And when you look at the concepts of the offense, I'm not saying that it's all true, but look at Coach Moore's offense in New Orleans and look at the concepts that he's running down there and look at what we did here. And I'm not saying it's all true, but there is something there. There's definitely something there.
So are we angry at the wrong person?
I don't think so. I think it's a combination of everything, because to me, it's this. If Jalen Hurts is telling you that he doesn't want to do something or something like that, then that's on the coaching staff. When did he get so much power that he tells you what to do? That's bad coaching, in my opinion, especially when you look at an example of Khalib Williams.
No, not Khalib, yeah.
Khalib. When you look at Khalib Williams up there in Chicago, Jason Avant sat here and told us that Ben Johnson is throwing everything at him, and he had to learn it on the fly. And you know what? If you really watch football, you will know, like, look at him at the beginning of the season and look at how much he's progressed now. He looks like a different quarterback. You couldn't have told me early in the season that the play that Khalib Williams made at the end of the play to win that game, he would have made that early.
It was
season.
An awesome throw.
It was an awesome throw. So if you've allowed Jalen Hurts to become a monster, if you've created a monster in that locker room, that's your fault.
So I have two thoughts on this. One, and I think it's a fair juxtaposition to the job Ben Johnson did with the Bears. The one difference I would say is Ben Johnson has a late, like, if Caleb doesn't listen to Ben Johnson, Caleb's gone. They committed money and years to Ben Johnson. When the coordinator here is on a 1-year tryout, doesn't work, they'll just fire the coordinator.
Does
Petula have power?
But the point that I'm making, Nick Sirianni does.
But he doesn't do the offense.
Yeah, but Nick Sirianni runs the team. If Jalen Hurts is the malcontent that you're making him out to be, then Nick Sirianni needs to pull him to the side and be like, yo, dog, this ain't working.
So there's two parts to this, right? Is Jalen not doing what they want to progress the offense, right? Is he holding them back? Or do they think he's not capable of doing this stuff?
I mean, that's open for debate, Joe. And I'm not there. I'm not in there enough to accurately answer that question. Now, Shady has let it be known that he knows people in the locker room, and that's what he's alluding to. He talks to the guys all the time. So, you know, and he played offense. And the one thing that he said to me is, like, people that watch football know. He said, if you know, you know. And I didn't play offense. I don't know what the quarterback's supposed to do in certain situations and things like that. But I have to defer to a guy that played the position and says, hey, this is what he's been hearing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes you wonder, are we on a decline with the quarterback that was kind of propped up last year by the running game? Because I just keep coming back to what is the quarterback now? And if they didn't run the hell out of the ball last year, it would have been the same thing. The passing game just isn't good. Petullo, not Petullo, it's been years.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't good last year.
I know.
And it was masked by the running game. That's why I always found it, like, so funny or interesting that everybody's so, like, shocked and appalled by this. Because we saw this exact thing last season.
Exact thing.
I remember
we did a show after week one. Have you given up on the passing game being good? And I said, yeah. And everyone's like, oh my God, you're a hater. It's not been good for years. Like, it's not good. This is not new. All right, let's hear from Devontae Smith talking about the offense and what this year was.
We just didn't execute well.
What about the scheme? The scheme in general you guys run. Do you think it does enough for, you know, in particular, I guess you're looking at your own position, getting you guys throws over the middle?
I mean, this is the scheme that we've been in the whole time, so.
You mean since you've been
here? Yeah, so, I mean.
Yeah, I see your role with it.
Well, whatever everybody thinking, I mean, it's nothing changed. It's the same scheme.
So what changed this year between a Super Bowl team and a
team?
We
didn't execute.
I mean, that of all the things that has been said by an Eagle or someone around the Eagles the last few weeks, Hugh, that's the most. Again, I'm not trying to say Petullo's great or anything. And if he gets fired today, hopefully they get someone better. But that's the most, maybe look over here. Like, this is not the issue. It's us. And he didn't say a particular person, but he said the scheme has been the same since he's been here. So it's not like Kevin Petullo put his own scheme in.
It's the even. Now, I do know that this is what I can speak to. It's because every year in the NFL, you want to add new wrinkles into your offense. Yeah. You want to do different things so that teams don't get a book on you.
Like, think about McVay and Shanahan. They always add new things each year.
Now, this is one thing I do know about, because I remember vividly, and I can echo this. We would go in every training camp with Jim Johnson. When we started training camp, we would go over plays that we were beat on last year, and we would correct those mistakes. And we started with the division. Hey, we got Giants. We be in camp. We might do two days of plays we got beat on by the Giants, and we will work on not getting beat by those plays again. And we would work on new things, new wrinkles in the defense, new concepts as far as drops and stuff like that. I remember one year they had me running with the damn running back when he came out the backfield on a wheel route. I hated that, but it was to allow other people to drop and blitz from other sides and put me in coverage. Now normally you wouldn't want to do that, but that's a wrinkle that you put in the defense. And that's how you evolve and you grow. Just like Khalid Williams is an example of the young quarterback that you throw a lot at.
Yeah.
He's benefiting tremendously now from that, and he's become a leader. Did anybody see him yelling and screaming at the receiver for running the wrong route and throwing a pick? That's what it allows you to do. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And if Jalen Hurts has hamstrung this team or hijacked this team to the point where everybody and their mama are afraid of, or they're afraid to say something to him about this offense, then that's on Coach Sirianni. That's his fault, because he's the head coach. And if you try to hire, like you hire people to help him move him along and he ain't moved along, that's on you, Coach. That's on you all day, because Jalen ain't got that kind of pull. Jalen is a second-round draft pick? Caleb Williams is a first-round draft pick.
Number one overall.
And Ben Johnson comes in and tells him, no, this ain't the way we do it. If you want to run this offense, I'm ad-libbing. If you want to run this offense, you have to run it the way that I want it.
Oh, he was hard on him in camp, yeah.
So what are we talking about? So Jalen in there, you know, he kicking his feet up on the desk, falling asleep in meetings, and Nick Sirianni is cool with that? Going behind people back, talking about, hey, well, Jalen ain't doing what he's supposed to do, or talking about, boss, he ain't working. What are you doing? You the head coach. That's on you. So I don't blame, in the long way to answer what you're asking me, I don't blame Jalen if that's going on.
Okay. Can I ask one more question as we're on this with Jalen and his culpability? Are we sure they're going to get their pick of the litter at offensive coordinator? I know there's one angle you say, wow, this is a great job, right? Like, you come here, you do well, you become a head coach. We saw it with Steichen. We saw it with Kellen Moore. Like, that's the pull of this job. I see it. I get it. But, like, what if this stuff is accurate, that Jalen either can't or doesn't want to do certain things? He might not want to run anymore or can't run anymore. Saquon is obviously not quite as great as he was a year ago. AJ might be out of here. Are we sure Mike McDaniel's going to say, yeah, I'm coming? I mean, he could have the Lions job. He could have maybe another head coaching job. Like, there's a sense that we're getting rid of Petullo and we're going to get this great offensive mind. I'm just saying, like, if I look at this and I'm one of these coaches and I need my next job to springboard me to be a head coach, is this the spot? I'm not sure they're just going to get their number one pick. Like the coordinator is going to say, that's where I want to go. I'm not sure after what I saw this season. I don't know if the best name is going to come running to Philadelphia. Remember, Kellen Moore, he was coming off of being fired by the Chargers. Mm-hmm. He was coming off of being demoted by the Cowboys. It worked out.
Mm-hmm. And then he bounced.
But Kellen Moore wasn't like former head coach, one step down, bounce back up. Like, he was in a weird spot in his career. So, yeah, I recognize there's a lot of big names out there. I'm just saying, with the way this year went and the question marks about the receiver, AJ, the quarterback, the O-line health, Saquon, I they'll get someone, obviously, and they'll probably get someone of a name. I'm just not sure this is looked at around the NFL as, I can't wait to run to Philadelphia. I mean, if Jalen Hurts is not as well-rounded as we think he is, it might not be as easy as we think.
Might not be as attractive as
you
think.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, we're going to find out in the next few weeks. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
Let me rant a little bit on Aaron from San Diego.
Go ahead.
Dude, you don't have the right to call, to refer to the Eagles as we and us. You're from San Diego. Just stay out there with your positive. It doesn't take the idea of comparing the fans' part or whatever to the players. All we got to do is dress up, show up, and yell. I can train a monkey to do that.
Mm.
Right? These guys are way better. The worst NFL player is better than everybody else in the world.
Well, of course. Of course they are.
Say that.
Yep.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keep making a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh. A couple segments ago, two callers in a row were blaming the coach, which I am going to do. One of them noticed the same thing I did. On that last timeout, it looked like Sirianni and Petullo were trying to convince Jalen that this was the best play when fourth down and 11. And the look on his face was kind of from the side. He was like, all right, man, I guess.
So Jeff, I want to let you finish, and I think it's totally fair what you're bringing up. He's the reason they're in fourth and 11. Like, do we recognize this? He runs and gets tripped on first down. He bails the pocket and throws it away on second down, and he misses Devontae on third down. So if we want to say poor Jalen, the idiot coaches gave him a bad fourth down, I say poor. Hold on. I just want to finish. I say poor coaches, the overrated quarterback missed three straight plays.
I get you.
Okay.
I agree with you on that. But here's what I'm getting to. The offensive scheme is not good enough where the players have such a small margin of error to be successful. That's my point. I mean, A.J. dropped three balls. That hurt. Saquon dropped the ball. That hurt. But when you have such a small margin of error and you make a mistake that could affect the whole game, that's where I think the offensive coordinator is part of the problem. And also, Elliott missing that extra point, that really...
You're right. I mean, Jeff, that killed them. I mean, and it's one of those things that, Jeff, man, we always produce a phone call. Hugh, we did the thing with the team all year. We tried to pretend things were going to be okay. We did it with the kicker. I mean, they need a new kicker. Yeah. Can we be real? It's time.
Yeah.
It's time. Oh, I got you to say it now.
Well...
Now that he killed us yesterday, now we're ready to go there.
Well, not see, that's why I didn't want to say nothing, because I knew you were going to do that. Today is the day... What did Doc Holliday say? This is a day of reckoning.
Yeah, it's time for a new kicker. Jake's been a wonderful Eagle. He's gone backwards 2 years in a row. I mean, we can't be missing extra points.
Like I said, and today is a day. I love Aaron, but you can't come with that, man. Not today.
Yeah,
you just gotta let this thing.
Worst performance in the last 24 hours: Petullo or Aaron? Eagles offense or Aaron?
Petullo.
Might be Aaron.
See, that's because you're being petty.
Eagles got to 19 points. That was a shutout he pitched there. Yeah,
but technically they didn't get to where we thought they were going to get to, because I said 21.
Yeah, you overshot it there with the 21.
Yeah, I overshot it.
You did? You did? Totally overshot
it. And you guaranteed a win.
I did guarantee a win.
That no one's ever going to forget that, Hugh. That you with your chest
said
on
Hugh
Friday.
Hugh Douglas guaranteed a win.
Say it with your chest.
That, I mean, you're the one of the three of us. You said it the strongest. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Let's go Flyers.
We need something now.
Got my Flyers shirt on.
You're wearing a Flyers. Was that intentional, or was that just?
Yeah, because I felt like, you know, I woke up this morning and I said, okay, can't wear red. Don't want to wear nothing.
If you wear red, we would have locked the doors when you got
can't
here.
Can't wear red. I said, so we just gonna play it safe today. We gonna play it safe because people are mad. People are upset, and they have a right to be upset.
All right,
you got it. It's my bad, dog. It's
I just want to start off with shut up, Aaron. Dude, if you ever catch me applauding myself, please punch me in the face. I mean, I'll take my own ass if I do that.
Shut up, Aaron. My God.
Seriously, like, day after, it's the last thing anyone wants to hear. There's no time I want to hear that. But anyway, it drives me nuts. I was saying to Kyle earlier, every week you hear going into a game, oh, this team has the worst run defense. Oh, this team is decimated at linebacker, and we don't run. Or yesterday, why wasn't it just a steady diet of Dallas Goedert right up the middle, right across the middle? He would have just pummeled them. And it's like they never do what the obvious play is. I mean, I don't think so, at least. Am I wrong on
that?
Well,
to the point on the over the middle, there was one play. I'm trying to remember what point of the game. But I thought Brady and Burkhart pointed out that the way they described it made it seem like Saleh knows that they just won't use the middle. So he blitzed and kind of – the middle was wide open. Like, he was basically daring them. And obviously, they didn't throw it to the middle. I think Jalen threw it to the flat or whatever. But, like, it's almost like when the other team is building the game plan, they're like, yeah, I dare him to throw over the middle. They won't do it.
And they could have just, you know, called quarterback draw after quarterback draw as well for that same reason. You know, fake the handoff and then Jalen Hurts gets another 10 yards. It's just unbelievable to me what they don't call. And as you were saying earlier, you put it on Hurts, you know, is it really Petullo? It's both of them. You know, it wasn't just one stooge and two smart guys. It was three stooges. I don't know. I'm out finally on Hurts and Petullo, and I'm still on the fence with Sirianni at this point. I'm not 100% out on him, but something's got to change. This is just a joke. We have too many weapons to be this poor on offense.
Yeah, and to go to the point Hugh always makes, that's where the money is. And Andy, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, that's, like, of all the frustration they must have in that building today, Hugh, the part that if I'm Lurie, I'm like, I spent this much money on this offense?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I'm sorry, turn my mic off.
It's only mid-segment.
Yeah, it's depressing, man.
Yeah.
It's depressing when you think about it, because we went into this game, and when you talk about the personnel that they had against our personnel, you say, okay, we have the better talented team.
Of course.
Across the board. The defense was playing solid. Defense did their job, in my opinion, yesterday. It's unfortunate. You kept going to the well too many times, and you didn't get anything for it. That's how I look at this game. When you talk about two interceptions in the playoffs, how many points do you get from those two interceptions?
Three.
That's it?
That's it.
Out of two, that's unacceptable, Joe. That is unacceptable the playoffs. So the defense, to me, is not off the hook, but they're not. When you talk about the laundry list of blame to give, they're not nowhere near the top.
So they didn't have a great day, but if we kind of played the game out in our heads, like I think we all said it, there's going to be some plays where Shanahan beats Fangio, right? Like that's, you build that in, it's going to happen. So the offense had to pick up the slack. It wasn't like they gave up 30 or 40. They gave up 23 points.
And then not only that, I look at for Coach Shanahan to come with some of those offensive concepts that he came with, especially when you talk about the way the game started, and for you to adjust and recover and still be in a position to win that game, I commend Coach Fangio for that. I commend him for that, because that's tough, especially when you talk about George Kittle going down and a bunch of guys out there making plays. But for your high-powered offense that you took all this money and put on that side of the ball to only be able to muster 19 points, to me, that's coaching. That's coaching. Whether or not we can sit here and say, Jalen Hurts don't do this, that, and that. Okay, well, if he don't do that, then you need to put him in positions to be successful. If you know your quarterback's limited, like Kellen Moore did last year, you need to be more creative and put stuff in
I agree,
that he's cool with.
But yesterday, because they were not moving the ball, they had to throw 35 times.
Yeah. Well, we know that's not the recipe to win.
It's not. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, the more Jalen throws, the less efficient the offense is. All right, let's do this. I mean, I guess we got to take his call. Fillmore Mike, the Niners fan,
Fillmore
is up. Mike?
Hey, man, how y'all doing, man?
Not good.
I've been on hold
for
hours. It's all good. Hours, God 15 forbid. Minutes, God man. But
well, I can't. I mean, I had to make you hold for a while. I mean,
no, if we're being honest, nobody wants to hear from you today.
He said if we're being honest.
Hey, man, it's all good. It's all love.
It's
but
not,
I'm,
it's not.
Y'all going to hear this sermon because your fans, your staff, I love Hugh Douglas. I love you, Joe, for real, for real. But John Johnson going to say last night, he going to say, Brock Purdy is his system quarterback. If he's a system quarterback, what is Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts has regressed. Why? Because of bad coaching. What did I call him Friday? Said, ain't no passport office today, baby. You're going to hear the real film on Mike. Friday when I called, what did I say? Your coach sucks. He's regressed. Jalen Hurts is a solid player, but because your coaching sucks, he's regressed, right? The NFC East, NFC Least. They're soft. The whole division. You guys talk about our schedule. You guys play the Giants and the Commanders two times out of the year. Meanwhile, we playing the Rams. We playing the Seahawks, teams that really be hitting hard and really be playing. And then I just got to give a shout-out to Merrill Reese. He's class personified. I swear to God, I love Merrill Reese. I did enjoy listening to his conversation because that's class personified. Now, Brock Purdy, way better than Jalen Hurts. Way better than Jalen Hurts. And I got a new name for Nick Sirianni.
What do you got?
Nick Sirianni, baby. Nick Sirianni. You need to replace the Jordan emoji with his face. He's a horrible coach. Could you imagine Dick Vermeil, Bill Walsh running down there, yelling at Mike Quick or Jerry Rice or John Taylor face? Even Andy Reid. Come on, man.
Well, yeah, and it's annoying because I wish I could disagree with you on that. I can't. I didn't like that either. Mike, I guess we appreciate the call, I guess.
I mean, what can you do? All right, then, Mike, have a good one.
Yeah, well, screw that guy. But I don't necessarily think that's something you would never see a great coach do. Like, I could very easily see Jimmy Johnson doing that.
Yeah, and I think there are times when the idea of the coach and player having a little moment we'll get into it on the other side.
It just wrapped up into everything and how the season ended. It's embarrassing.
Yeah,
but it's not like, I don't know. I'm not sitting here going, like, that's so unbecoming
of a
head coach. On the scale
of Sirianni nonsense on the sidelines.
Oh, well, it's probably minor.
Well, we'll talk about it. All right, 215-592-9494. Might have to do that on the offseason. Rank the nonsense of Sirianni on the sidelines over the last 5 years. All right, your chance to react and vent with us today. We'll get to more of you coming up on the phone lines here. And we'll get to the A.J. Brown stuff next. What Sirianni had to say after the game, Michael Strahan's take on it at halftime, and what's next for the future of A.J. Brown here in Philadelphia? All coming up next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.